the call. While the day of mercy is given, seek the lost and point them to heaven. There is mercy for all. We'll be true,
be true,
true.
The truth
of the way
is thrown
away, and from the fold we'll not run.
The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma is on the air again with another gospel broadcast, reminding you of the words of the Master who said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest."
Singing till he calls us above.
We'll be true,
true,
the gentle
way is found away, and from the fold we'll not run.
But
we will work,
and
we will sing,
for
the King, until he calls his reapers home.
A very cheerful greeting to all who are tuned to this radio station. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We're indeed happy to be coming your way once again with another message of hope and cheer, and may I add that those who have stood by to help us in this work of faith have certainly brought hope and cheer to our hearts. We hope that we may, in some small measure, bring a little sunshine to others. If we've been able to do this by the grace of God, we would be pleased to hear from you. And if you would like a personal letter from us, you may expect one within a few days by addressing your letter to us this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Or you might prefer to address it to me personally, Willie Murphy, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to this scripture reading found in the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now this scripture plainly tells us that all the good things which comes to us are from the Father of lights, or in other words, it is these blessings which come from God which we so richly enjoy from day to day. I do not believe that we should wait until Thanksgiving Day comes once a year to be grateful, but we should be grateful every day for the untold blessings which come to us so freely. Now, have you ever taken time to sit down and count these blessings? Perhaps we could count a part of them, but I am sure that before we would be able to count them all, even an electronic computer would not be able to enumerate our blessings. Listen at these two verses in Psalm chapter 68, verses 19 and 20. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. So we see then that God is very liberal with his blessings. The writer says here that he daily loadeth us with benefits. But I would say that the first and greatest blessing, and the most important one which a person could have, is the knowledge that his sins are forgiven and that he is a child of God. Listen to this verse from Psalm 32 and 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Now here is something which is worth more than silver and gold. That is, a good conscience and the peace of God in your heart. Then, in case you're fortunate enough to have a good companion to work by your side and children to call your very own, we might say you have a double portion of God's blessings. Of course, we'd need some place to call home and food for our bodies when we're hungry and clothing to wear. So I would say then that these things which are most important in life cannot be purchased with silver and gold. Of course, we know that the food and the clothing and so on could be purchased, but the peace of God I'm speaking about and the contentment which comes only from the knowledge of sins forgiven and the peace of God within your heart, Not long ago, Francis and I, with our four children, had the opportunity to make a trip back to my home state of Louisiana. It was during this month of April, 1966, that we drove along the highway and enjoyed the beauty of the handiwork of God. Once we stopped at a roadside park, and there we noticed the dogwood trees and the other trees which had the green leaves coming out on them and looked so beautiful there, and the different vines which were blooming and so forth, and things were so beautiful there as we stopped at the roadside park. And while we enjoyed the scenery, the children enjoyed themselves by playing in the park, and some of them trying to jump across the creek and various things of this nature as we enjoyed the beauty there. Now, I consider all these things as blessings from the Lord. Please do not forget the text. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Certainly we should not be like the swine which feed upon the acorns which fall from the great oak trees without ever bothering to look up and see where they come from. But we should lift up our eyes, as the psalmist said, there unto the hills from whence cometh our help. So we should not forget our help. Now, if there should be one listening to this message tonight, and you have an abundance of the temporal and physical blessings of life to enjoy, let me point out to you the admonition which Paul gave to Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17 we read, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I hope you get the thought here. The great secret and happiness of success is found only by a life of devotion given into the Master's service. It is not found in an accumulation of worldly possessions. If this were true, then we would say that those who were richest would be the most happy. But this is not true. For often, those who are the most happy are those who have very little of this world's goods. So, let me ask you this question. Friends, are you taking time to enjoy the beauty all about you and giving God the credit for bringing it to you? Then, and only then, will you be truly happy as you count your blessings and name them one by one. Listen to this poem which Kathleen has for you.
A world of gladness. With a world so full of gladness, why should I be ever sad? For entwining every hour, music comes to make me glad. Birds are singing, children laughing, flowers and blossom everywhere. All of nature seems enchanted. Joy is in the very air. Rain refreshing meadow vistas, brooks are babbling their refrain, supping pines and swishing ocean join aloft the gladsome strain. Human hearts are built for gladness, built for rapture every day. Then it is but ours to claim them and go singing on our way. Joy contagion goes by music, into mart and home and shop, carried on the wings of music, set a-going, ne'er will stop. Let us steady well this gladness, let us ever keep in tune. Let us swell the mighty chorus, heaven and earth will then be soon. Then, someday the glorious portals will be swinging open wide. Then we'll join the heavenly chorus, there to evermore abide, selected.
Thank you, Kathleen. Now, let us spend a moment in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, the giver of all good things, we come before Thee today with thankful hearts for Your many blessings. And along with our thanksgiving, we pray that You would help us to be a blessing to someone along the journey of life. May the message be an inspiration and a comfort to those who are sick, and to those who are shut in, and to those who are desolate of heart. We especially pray that You would bless them and cause the gospel story to be an inspiration to them. Help us to do Thy will in bringing the message which will give peace and hope, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Here now is a song entitled, Count Your Blessings, and is sung by the Mitchell family. We hope you will enjoy it.
When upon the billows we are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Burdened with a load of care, does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their hands and go, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. What God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Many thanks to the Mitchell family for that song, Count Your Many Blessings. Friends, we hope it was an inspiration to you. Also, the message. We certainly want it to be a help to someone along the journey of life. Now, don't forget, if you would like to have our weekly printed copies of the Mission Trail, be sure to send us your request. There's no subscription price or obligation on your part. You simply address us this way: the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And if you have a prayer request or a need which you'd like for us to remember, be sure to let us know about it when you write. We also would appreciate an interest in your prayers. And now, until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy speaking for all of us here at the Mission Trail and saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.